So hold on a second. You said in the maintenance setting, are you talking about outside of trial?
Well, I think we sometimes do this, and I'll be perfectly candid if I may. I think it's not an inappropriate use of the drug at all.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense for sure.
Yeah. Well, there are maintenance trials ongoing, but what we typically will do is if you've got a patient now on the gold standard, which is lenalidomide maintenance until progression in whichever setting, be it transplant or not, if you see biochemical progression and for whatever reason a proteasome inhibitor might not be an ideal choice, elotuzumab integrated with IMiD for biochemical progression, we've seen A is well tolerated, and B, frankly, makes great sense. You're essentially augmenting the immune system to improve further immune surveillance in the maintenance setting because you're synergizing with your IMiD to provide that extra level of cellular immune activity that you need. And because it's very well tolerated, in my experience, it's a very reasonable thing to do, I think, especially if, for example, a patient has neurotoxicity or some vascular risk that might make either bortezomib or carfilzomib a less attractive add-on. Obviously, when you've got lenalidomide as the backbone, Neil, you can always think about moving to POM, or pomalidomide, I should say, to be more complete. But, at the end of the day, sometimes it's very nice to have POM in reserve for the next step. Adding ELO at that point may make sense.
It's interesting, though, that when you brought up that term, it kind of caught my attention of ELO as maintenance.
Yep.
And I mean, technically, what you're saying is kind of early progression, being very aggressive.